Hi, my friends. I'm Marshall Bercher, and welcome to this episode of Healing Your Codependency. If you're new to me, I help codependents get aligned with their real worth, their satisfaction, and their purpose so that they can create a life that they enjoy. Before we jump into today's episode, I want to give you a heads up. The enrollment for the foundation course is open right now. It closes April 19th. Class starts 6 p.m. on Sunday at April 21st. This is the course that helps you restore your emotional safety, your sense of self-worth, and your belonging so that you can become more aligned with the satisfaction, the relationships, and the joy that you seek in your world. The information is below in the description or at my website at healyourcodependency.com. Come and join us. Now, let's jump into today's episode. All right, let's jump in here. Today's topic is about blocks. Emotional blocks, specifically. This is a biggie, because most of what we're taught, especially in self-help, is around resolving our blocks, getting rid of our blocks. The blocks are the problem. Blocks are bad. Blocks are wrong. Hey, you got shame, you got a block. You got guilt, you got a block. You got fear, you got a block. Right? You're procrastinating, you got a block. You got trauma, that's a big block. Got codependency, it's a block. This logic makes sense when we look at it from the angle of trying to get to a destination. That we think this is a boulder that rolls into the road, and now it's preventing me from getting from where I am to where I want to be. This is typically the model that's used. I don't agree with that model. I have found out something very different as I've done deep healing work with myself, my students, and with clients. And it's this. The block isn't the rock in the road. The block isn't anything in the way. The block is the path. The block is actually a part of you asking to be known, to be loved, to be cared for, so that it can integrate and enlighten you to the rest of your path. Because this is a tricky thing here. It's kind of a strange little concept. In an injured state, a wounded state, a state of like ongoing passive trauma energy in our body or shame or guilt, we are making choices and choosing outcomes or desires or goals based on that energy, and we don't even know we're doing it. It's typically a reaction to the things that we fear will happen or that we won't get. So if I am on my path and I'm moving through my life and I encounter something like shame about accomplishing a goal, and I'm not aware that this is shame, but it shows up as I need to do this or I'm a failure. I need to do this so I can prove myself. If this doesn't work, I feel this nasty sense of collapse and disgust towards myself, or this fear of not being accepted and valued and equal to others. These are the ways shame tends to express a lot in itself, as a comparison to others, a somatic sense of yuck or pushing away or disgust towards a person, place, or thing, namely ourselves. And then we react to it. I'd react to it going, oh, yeah, you got to hone in on that goal to actually accomplish this thing so it alleviates this feeling of shame. That's how our trauma, that's how our programming influences our goals. So most of the time when we start off in this work, we have a specific goal or two in mind, and we have an idea of what it should look like and how it should behave. And that is being influenced and sometimes highly motivated by our unresolved pain, our unknown selves that carry guilt, shame, blame, fear, trauma, things of that nature. This is where codependent behaviors get inspired. You know, oh, I want to keep this person in my life. I want them to like me. So now I start pleasing them while ignoring my own wants and needs, right? So this concept of a block being a boulder in the path to the thing you want fails to serve us in this kind of reality. What we need to do is actually receive the thing we would call the block, receive it into our world. Oh, I notice that I have this fear that if I don't accomplish this thing, I don't have this thing, this outcome will happen. And that outcome will mean this about myself. So if I don't accomplish X goal, then I'm unworthy, or people won't like me, or I won't be able to be included. And then I can lean in to the pain that drives that fear. I see what you're feeling. I see what you're wrestling with here. I see what's driving you. Thank you for being here. I'll be with you in this experience that you're going through. And I love you. I love you anyway, even if this doesn't work out. This warm verbal reception towards this block is a way we communicate in my work towards aspects of self or parts of ourselves. When we connect with that part that feels that shame, that has been exiled and fears more exile, more rejection, when we receive it, it starts to heal. It starts to feel known. It starts to feel that it's important, that it's valuable, that it's a priority, that it matters, to you. And this starts to open us up to the truth that's behind this pain. Because when the pain finally starts to resolve and we start achieving and experiencing rest and change in that space, the desire we have that was driven by or inspired by that pain will shift. It will change. Either the actual desire will no longer be appealing and we'll want something else, or how we go about it and the way we perceive that goal will completely change. So how we show up towards our desire changes, or we change, or we have decided to choose a different desire for ourselves. This is why when these kinds of blocks show up, they're actually opportunities to deepen our alignment by moving into their experience, caring for them, and loving them. In the foundation system, I teach you the foundation, the core elements of making this happen by helping you understand how to access and acknowledge your emotional states and then connect to and start nurturing them into peace. That's the beauty of this. So you know how to connect to them and start nurturing them, start soothing them, start to understand what they're trying to tell us so that we can work with them. We make this breakthrough and it moves us closer to our own alignment, closer to the things that we genuinely want in our world that don't take extraordinary amounts of effort or time to receive and to enjoy. And in transformation, the step you take after foundation, we go very deep on this kind of alignment work so that your alignment comes from what's called your indomitable worth, or your worth that's unconditional. It has no dependency on any conditions. And as a big concept, when our worth has no conditions, meaning it's sovereign from all other things, your world's going to change. It's going to change quick once you start to understand it, align with it, embody and express it. That's what we start in the transformation work. We go deep on that, and we work to make that our normal daily life so that you get desires in your life that are fulfilling, satisfying, they bring peace, they bring contentment for you, and they come in ways that are fulfilling and enjoyable for you rather than we're out there burning ourselves out to get to some sort of desire we have in our world. So my friends, blocks are your ally. They are pointing you back towards yourself, back to a deeper awareness, alignment, and truth with yourself. And the way you can start working with them is to first acknowledge, hey, I have this thing coming up that hurts or is scary. There's shame, there's guilt. And then to warmly receive it. I call this the warm witness. Hey, I see you. Thank you for being here. I am with you in this. And I love you. Allow that to start opening you up to greater awareness. If you want help in making this happen, come join us in the foundation trainings to start this process. Check out the information below in the description below. My friends, thank you for being a part of today's episode. I appreciate you. I appreciate your presence in my life, your feedback, your sharing of your experiences and what you gain as you do the work. Thank you for helping me do my work. Go gently with yourselves, my friends, and I will see you in our next episode. Bye-bye. So thank you for watching this episode. Now, if you're looking for more tools, guidance, support in your healing and in your freedom, you can join my work by going to join.freethesolve.com. You'll get access to tools, trainings, and opportunities to work with me that take you deeper in your healing, your freedom, and your satisfaction in your life. So click below and join today, and I'll see you there. Bye-bye.